Fans lined the streets of Baltimore City, M&T Bank Stadium, to celebrate the Ravens' Super Bowl 47 victory. And it was an amazing day in the Charm City. I was there, took in all the sights, all the sounds. It was something to behold. And if you were lucky enough to be there, well, you'll certainly never forget it. That is for sure. But the game is over and the confetti is done falling. All the awards have been passed out, parade completed. And while the fans will still enjoy this victory for probably days and weeks to come, I wonder if anyone will ever really take the time to reflect on what this Super Bowl win means, on what it really means for this team and this franchise. Two of the best columnists I know touched on this topic today in their own way separately, John Eisenberg of BaltimoreRavens.com and Jameson Hensley of ESPN.com. And after reading their columns, I kind of meshed my own thoughts together and think for one second what this really means. It's really hard to win a Super Bowl. 32 NFL franchises, only 12 of them have won multiple Super Bowls, and that includes the Ravens. 14 teams have never even won a single Super Bowl. Teams like the Saints, Bears, Chiefs, Jets, they've been around for over 50 years, and they only have one apiece. With the latter two, the Chiefs and Jets being mired in a drought for over 40 years. The Ravens are the only franchise with multiple Super Bowl trips that are undefeated. Bills and Vikings both winless in four trips to the Super Bowl. It's really hard to win the NFL title game, especially in today's mediocrity-driven, parity-filled salary cap league. It may be the hardest championship to win. Now, since the Ravens came to Baltimore in 1996, only one team has won more Super Bowl than them, and that's a team they beat in the AFC Championship game, the Patriots, who, oh, by the way, they've lost more Super Bowls than they've won. And with this win in New Orleans in Super Bowl 47, the Ravens now have more Super Bowls than the Baltimore Colts brought to Charm City. And while I tread carefully into what many of last generation's fans regard as sacred territory, the Baltimore Ravens are a superior franchise to the Baltimore Colts. Now, full disclosure, obviously, I wasn't old enough to see or remembering the Baltimore Colts play, and I didn't live here when they did play, so I may be speaking a little bit out of turn, and I hope I don't offend anybody. But I find it very hard to believe that the Colts ever had this kind of fanatical support or cult following that the Ravens have. And I say that mainly just because the idea of fandom has changed because society has changed. Nobody who ever rooted for the Baltimore Colts ever once tweeted a player. They didn't have an Instagram account to look at pictures of the Ravens' locker room. They didn't have 24/7, 365 football coverage being shoved in their faces and rammed down their throats. So it's impossible for the community back then to back the team the way the fans and the community does now. Today's parade was probably one of the more insane things I've ever covered, and especially for a non-sporting event, it was like the craziest thing I've ever seen. I saw people literally, and when I say literally, I mean literally scaling the walls of M&T Bank Stadium to try to get a glimpse of history. I saw fans trying to run and jump on the back of a moving Humvee to get close to Ray Lewis. And if you don't believe me, go to my Twitter account, @MarkZinno. I tweeted out the pictures today. That's how crazy today was. And while the Baltimore Colts are part of Baltimore football history, the Ravens are the present and the future. And the further we move away from the generation of the Colts, the more the Ravens will dwarf the Baltimore Colts in significance. And John Eisenberg eloquently stated in his column much better than I ever could, and I quote, "Make no mistake, the biggest reason the fans here are attached to the Ravens with such ferocity is the Ravens hold up their end of the emotional contract that binds the fans and their teams. They make it fun. They win. They contend. They manage their affairs intelligently, draft well, fill needs, reload on the run while employing a hard-nosed, hard-working style that fits the city perfectly." Close quote. John, well said. Right on the money. This Super Bowl puts the Ravens in rarefied company, and people need to realize that. Sometimes you can't get caught up in the moment. Sometimes you have to recognize historically what this means. Be proud, Baltimore. Be proud of the future, as this team will turn the page to the next chapter in their history, one that's without Ray Lewis, but one that has so much more to look forward to. And while teams like the Packers, the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Niners, you know, they have a much longer football history, and I wouldn't necessarily suggest that the Ravens are in that category yet, but this Super Bowl puts them in the next group. It puts them right there. And realize how much this Super Bowl will affect this franchise. The Ravens have entered big boy territory now in a relatively short time, 17 years. And today was just a small symbol of the fans' love affair with this team and how much they mean to this city. It was a fantastic day, one I'm glad I got to partake in, one I'm glad I got to see up close and personal. And I hope for the fans who were there, you guys enjoyed it as well.